This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dean, Dylan, and Venus.
This is Mad Wednesday. It's very mad. It's like Sardine Central.
I've never been so close to you before in my life, Dylan.
I'm just watching you.
Okay with it. It's casual. It's fun. Dylan and I are sharing a microphone, which is exciting for all of you because we have a packed studio here tonight at Joy 94.9 because we are joined by two members of the Melbourne Chargers. Please give it up for Joel and Silas.
Hey, Dylan.
I used to get told off
for not having the fanfare.
Now, you guys are a part of the Melbourne Chargers, Melbourne's inclusive rugby team, and you're heading to Amsterdam for the Bingham Cup.
Yeah.
Now, that's the World Cup.
It's the World Championship. World Inclusive Cup. Inclusive Rugby.
Yes, it is.
And you're the current title holder, so you've got the cup.
Absolutely.
For another week, maybe longer.
But it didn't start with a cup. It started with a plate.
Two rugby players, one cup.
No, one of the tournaments that we played in before the Nashville Cup, which was 2 years ago, so 4 years ago, we came home with a different piece of silverware, which was the Bingham plate.
Yeah, right. And then in 2016...
It's just a smaller one, so we're just trying to make a full dinner set.
You know? Yeah. Fork, spoon, cup,
there is
bowl,
a spoon.
Plate.
There is a spoon
there's
as well.
Spoon. Is there really a spoon?
There is.
Is it a wooden spoon? Does that come to
I'm
last place?
I'm not too
place?
Sure. Let's find out.
You've never won the spoon.
I'm going to take one with me.
The wooden spoon for last place. You don't want to win that. So you guys are heading to Amsterdam. It's going to... Well, it sounds like it's going to be a whole lot of fun. And have either of you been... So you, Joel, I know you've been to Bingham before.
Yes.
Tell us, have you?
No, this is my first international tour with Melbourne Chargers.
Are you excited?
I'm mega excited. I couldn't be more excited. It's like a lot of dreams come true.
I mean, you seem very subdued right now.
Oh, I've had a long day at work, Dean. Calm down. So I actually joined the club in 2016, which was the year that the Melbourne Chargers won the Bingham Cup for the first time and became world champions. And the club has held the cup since then. But I was a uni student that year, and the tour kind of fell right in the middle of my exam period. So sadly, I couldn't make myself available to go. So I definitely put in the diary, you know, June 2018 as a key date. And I've been looking forward to it ever since. So, I joined the club with the idea I wanted to go. And here I am on the way.
Did you pass all the exams?
I did.
Trust you to break in a sentimental moment.
It's what he does. He does it really well, doesn't he?
He just does it so well.
Made it
all worth
it.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
so... manifested it.
Yeah, well, you know, it's. I mean, it's a bit of a dream come true. It's a dream that I didn't even know I had until, you know, I started playing because a relatively weird kid from Victoria who would, like, think I would play rugby. But the club's such a fun place to be a sports person and, yeah, we have a really good time and so, you know, I couldn't be prouder to be pulling on a jersey and, throwing the ball around with these guys every week, and now we get to tour internationally. I'm stoked.
So, Joel, amazing. What is it like going to the competition with rugby teams from all around the world?
It is a lot of fun. People that you haven't seen for 2 years, 4 years, and you kind of just reconnect. It's, you know, you make a lot of friends as well.
That's what I was going to ask. Do you form friendships and stay in touch?
Yeah, you do stay in touch. You might not, like I said, you might not see each other, but you do stay in contact, you know, Facebook, over the internet. Some people will come to Australia, you know, if we take a holiday somewhere else, you usually find out which gay rugby team is over there and find your contacts, find you where you're going to stay. Yeah.
It's actually great too because, like, so many of the clubs around the world visit Melbourne, and when they do, they always look us up. We've had, you know, five or six players from all over the place, San Francisco and... They jump in for three, 4 weeks and train with us and play with us for a few weeks and, you know, come out and party and stuff. So it'd be really good to catch up with a lot of the friends I've made in the last few years too who've, gone back to their home countries.
And how do you reckon you guys are going to go on the field? Because what was really exciting about the Bingham Cup last time it happened in Nashville was the fact that the top four teams, we had Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane. All finishing in the top four. That's pretty impressive. Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi. That was quite exciting. So how do you think it's going to go this year?
We've got a strong side.
We do. But I think we do actually have a strong side, yes. We've got a lot of returning players as well that, you know, at the end of the last Big End Cup, we had a lot of players leave. You know, they'd finished. Like, there was Ian Abbott. He went and did he's doing his PhD right now in... Where is it?
Dutrecht, I think.
Yeah, so he's coming back to join us as well. So he was, you know, we've got a few other players like that that are coming back to kind of help us out and
getting the band back together.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Well, we're going to find out exactly how the rest of the teams are going. We're going to go to a song, and we're going to get one of the Brisbane Hustlers on the line, and let's find out.
Hustle.
Let's find out how it's going all around, and which team's going to end up on top at the Bingham Cup this year.
Don't get mad midweek. Handle your hump day in style. Stay sane with Dean, Dylan and Venus on Mad Wednesday.
This is a very Mad Wednesday because we've got a Bingham Cup special. We've got two great rugby players.
Hi.
In the studio.
We're joined in the studio with Joel and Silas.
Which is very exciting. But we have one extra player coming from Brisbane. Do the hustle, Jason.
G'day, how are you?
Yay. A bit of a claps for you, Jason.
How excited are you guys for Bingham this year?
We're absolutely stoked to be going. This is our third Bingham Cup. So as a club, it's really, really exciting. We've got all new faces in our squad, so the boys are absolutely pumped. They've been training for this since the last Bingham Cup. And I just feel like between Melbourne and Brisbane, we have to make sure that that the cup stays in Australian hands. Well, and of course in Sydney.
I thought you were about to say we need to make sure we beat Sydney. I thought that's the way in which that was going.
I wasn't about to say that, but you know, you can take it how it is. You know, just
it's a healthy rivalry.
It's fine. It's all good.
It's a very healthy rivalry between the three Australian clubs.
So how much
for sure?
You mentioned training. How much training has gone in beforehand to make sure that you are Bingham ready?
At least 2 hours for us.
Is that just hair and makeup?
That is. It's a good 45 minutes of making sure those player profile videos we made were good.
Well, you know, the backs definitely need some extra hair and makeup.
That's universal.
We've been training. Very true. We've been training since December last year.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
That would be
Joel, we should have started earlier.
Oh, yeah. And he started last week. We've been doing a lot of pre-season training as well from December onwards. So, yeah, about the same thing. Look at a lot of our guys that have only just played their, you know, first game in the last few weeks.
Yeah,
as
that's
well,
right. Maybe they've only played three games and they'll be playing in the World Cup.
And they've you know, put the commitment in to come overseas with us and help us out with this. They're gonna have the time of their lives.
How many teams are there?
We were discussing that before. We think it is.
Yeah, we think there's more than 75 teams going to be playing.
Which
you know,
a lot of 75 teams.
Yeah, I mean, maybe 25-ish players per squad. That's a lot of butts for your Butts of Bingham hashtag.
My Instagram's going to be going off.
It does place the tournament as one of the largest rugby tournaments in the world, but isn't professional.
Yes.
So that's a huge feather in the cap for inclusive sport. Like, it does send a message that sport is for everyone, and that's ultimately why we're all here. We're not here to play rugby. We're actually here to play rugby and actually remind everyone, and that's absolutely everyone, that sport is for everyone.
Yeah,
and
stick that in your pipe, Israel Folau.
He won't be a guest at the event.
He'd be very welcome. We're inclusive.
Well, look, Israel Folau is more than welcome to come down, but he might just want to be careful about the words that he says.
There is an open invite for him to join us at training as well from our presence.
Oh, that's nice. You know.
Same here in Brisbane. Absolutely. Always.
So, Venus, have you ever played rugby before?
No, darling, I haven't. Do I look like I've played rugby before?
Because I've
Venus,
also...
have you ever seen a rugby game before?
I have.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
What do you reckon?
I think it's fun, and I think it's... if you've got 75... teams of how many?
25.
Mm. 25. So 75 times 25.
She's got the calculator out.
Does that mean you've got 1,875 players?
Yeah. That's right. And that's nearly 4,000 butt cheeks.
So
that
that's...
is.
4,000 butt cheeks.
I think I'd like to watch.
That's the turning point there, you go.
There you go.
No, exciting. I'm... Just thinking about all those butt cheeks.
No, right. Butt cheeks. Yeah, I mean, butt cheeks are sexy as fun, but it's also inclusive and absolutely fantastic. And you're all heading up to Amsterdam to actually play. It's going to be really wonderful. I'm going to be there. I'll put some stuff up on the socials because it's going to be a whole lot of fun. Are you excited, Jason?
Like a frog in a sock. Sorry, I have to throw in something from Queensland. So you'll think it was stuck in 1994.
Does that mean he's excited?
That does mean he's excited.
Okay, cool.
He's a frog in a sock.
That's
a thing as well, yeah. Come on.
It is a thing.
If we think about inclusive sport, why did we get involved, guys? Why did you get involved in rugby, especially an inclusive rugby team?
Because they enjoyed the sport.
Why don't you take it away first, Brisbane?
Yeah, take it away, yeah, Jason.
That was me. My bad. Who's talking? I'm lost.
You are talking and you're saying why you got involved in an inclusive rugby team.
And I answered for you.
Well, for me, it was actually unfinished business. My dad passed away in 2006 from melanoma. And one of the things that he said to me before he passed away is that he really felt like I should go back and play a team sport. And he kind of put a bit of pressure on me to do that and said, if you get the opportunity and you feel comfortable, I would really like you to go back. And I said, all right, I will, and I'll look after my health, and I promise that to you. And fast forward about 6 years, I was up to my second degree and eating a hell of a lot of cake. The hustle came up, so I lost 37.5 kilos.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's to you.
Basically changed my life, and it was out of a commitment that I made to my dad, and because of the Hustlers and the framework of the Hustlers, I actually felt safe enough to do that. I grew up in central Queensland where, at the time, homophobia was rife. I think I got called faggot for the first time when I was about 7 or 8 years of age, and I didn't really know what it meant, and I stopped playing football when I was 12 because I got called a faggot by my teammates and by coaching staff. So I sort of went, well, this is messed up, and why am I doing this to myself? And that's where I was really lucky. Like, my mum and dad raised me to stick by my guns, and if I didn't feel good about myself while doing something, then stop it. Just don't do it, and don't put yourself in that position. So now I can't imagine my life without rugby. And at 32 years of age, I'm starting to go, when does the R word start getting uttered? And, I absolutely love the game now, and I love seeing the growth. Now, why I'm involved in the Hustlers is I'm here to see other gay men or bisexual men or straight men, I don't really care, play the sport that I love and has given me so much. And it hasn't just given me stuff on the field, it's given me off the field. I'm a better lawyer, I'm a better person because of rugby. And that's why I continue to be involved in it.
That's amazing.
That's great.
That is an incredible story. Thank you for sharing that.
Joel and Silas, I don't think you're going to top that one.
I don't know, Dean. You've probably seen me top a few things in my time.
Oh, God. Can we look away?
There it is.
Enough. Yeah, enough.
Us, we're just in it for the show.
I'm in it because it's a lot of fun. Like, I heard about a club on Joy that were looking for players. I thought it sounded like a lot of fun, and I went and tried out, and I've been there ever since. So the only thing that'll keep me away is, injuries or
touch
injuries. Yeah, well.
They always need someone to clean the uniforms.
Yeah, I know. God, so muddy. So muddy.
Same thing here. I moved over from Perth, just found out about the team, thought I'd give it a go, check it in. It's been one of the best decisions ever,
Is there a West Australian team?
There is not.
Well,
so,
not yet.
That
they don't even have a Super Rugby team anymore.
Someone better get over there and start one.
Well, guys, we want to wish you all the best of luck over in Amsterdam. It sounds like it's going to be absolutely fantastic. We can't wait to hear, and I can't wait to see, and we can't wait to hear you guys playing your best. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. And we hope you all have a fantastic Bingham Cup.
It's going to be amazing.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you very much for having us, yes.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.